When you feel fear, remind yourself of your big why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you even exploring this option? It may be your personal vision. Go back and visualize what you truly want. Remember, you have options, and with success also comes challenges. But what if you are going through this today because it's just preparing you for the next level, for the next step? So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our community, for all your messages and your shares. This podcast does not grow without you, and we fully understand that at a deep level. So we appreciate you, especially when you share it with your friends. As I was thinking about today's topic for the show, and after doing some back-to-back consulting and partnership calls, today I thought I want to talk about something that we all face as entrepreneurs, and it is the gift of fear. Fear of change, fear of what people might think of us, fear of the unknown, and all the hidden costs it actually brings to our lives. And I got thinking as I was reflecting on Q1 and made some very, very tough decisions in my business moving forward. There was a part of me that was scared and delayed the decisions for so long. While when I was going through it, I actually knew that deep down, by making some of these uncomfortable decisions in the business, in the long run, it would make sense. And I promise you, when I'm ready to talk about it, I will, and I will definitely bring it on the show. You see, when we have fear, there are hidden costs, and we sometimes forget that it brings that. It brings the lost in opportunity costs. It can bring the cost of being stuck or inaction, or it can cause future growth or freedom. And I see this with a lot of entrepreneurs. It can also cost our dreams and the legacy we are actually trying to build. And in this episode, I want to break down how fear can show up and 5 powerful tips to help you navigate through it the next time it actually tries to take the wheel. You see, change is inevitable, right? Like, we all know that stepping out of our comfort zone sends us to being uncomfortable, sends us to being in panic mode, or gives us an anxiety. But what is fear really costing us? So let's break that down. One of the most common fears in business is the fear of change. Whether it's a team member, a system, a process, a decision, or just fear of like the unknown. We all have fear, and it's our brain's way of keeping us safe. Yep, I said it. It's our brain's way of keeping us safe from the unknown. But when we let fear dictate our lives, we pay a high price. You see, opportunities are missed, dreams are unchased, and the stagnant feeling of being stuck. The cost, on the other side, is your happiness. The cost is your growth. The cost can even go into our health, because sometimes we get sick when we're stressed and we have fear, and it can cost us being healthy. I've spoken to so many agents and candidates and even service providers that are starting their business because we're hiring right now in all different aspects of the business. And many of you know where they are currently at is truly not going to help them get to what they want to really accomplish in life. Yet every day they continue to sign up, re-sign up, and live it. Because maybe for some agents, there's one transaction that's keeping them there. And then for others, it's actually understanding where that fear comes from. And here's what I think. Sometimes you actually have to take a leap of faith to see what you are fully capable of. When I look back, even 4 years ago when we built our coaching business, most of the people in my world today, most of the partners, most of my clients, I didn't even know. And boy, is life way more fulfilling today. But recognizing the cost is just the first step. Having the awareness allows us to really pause and take a look at it. The next time fear creeps into your life, into your business, how do you actually move through it? And here's five tips that have personally transformed my approach when it comes to fear and change. Starting with number one is name it to tame it. Yep, when fear shows up, give it a name. Is it the fear of failure? Is it the fear of judgment? Is it the fear of unknown? Or is it the fear of not knowing everything to make a solid decision? So identifying it makes it less daunting and more manageable. Remember, fear is just an emotion. There are times when fear shows up, whether it's in me going to speaking events or going to just regular events of like who's going to be in the room or shooting content, believe it or not, or in meetings, but when I name it and I realize that, I still continue to show up because it reminds me that I can handle challenges and adversity despite of how I feel emotionally. It's no different that when I see athletes push through exhaustion or sickness and they come out so proud because when they look back, they were so happy that they didn't quit or stop. Number two is small steps. When you feel fear, take small steps. Change doesn't have to be an all or nothing game. Break it down to those smaller, more manageable steps. I always say like chunk it down. If you want to make a decision, are there smaller or mini decisions that can happen? If you want to pursue something big, like your big vision, can you truly chunk it down into smaller steps? Number three is visualize success. When you feel fear, remind yourself of your big why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you even exploring this option? It may be your personal vision. Go back and visualize what you truly want. Remember, you have options, and with success also comes challenges. But what if you are going through this today because it's just preparing you for the next level, for the next step? And number four is seek support. You are not alone, especially when you feel fear. Share your fears and plans with, of course, trusted people around you, your inner circle, whether it's friends, families, or mentors, or coaches. Often they can offer a perspective or just even listen or give you encouragement. And when you put it out there, I'm a big believer, it creates another layer of accountability. It's like that, oh crap moment. I got to get it done because I just put it out there or I just told a friend. And number five is reflect on your past success. This one is a big one. I just had one of my clients do this as she wasn't feeling very confident yet after a few cancellations or transactions, and she had to lead her team through such a tough time. I told her, hey, reflect on the times you overcame in the past. We also did this in our retreat in Mexico. You already have everything inside of you. So when you look at all the things that you overcame, I could probably tell you, those things are probably way more difficult than the fear that you are feeling right now. What strategies helped you then? You're just a little bit more experienced today. Keep reminding yourself that resilience is your superpower. And as we wrap up today's episode, remember, the cost of letting fear control your life is far way too high. And if we allow it to control ourselves, it's about what we miss out on, the experiences, and what we actually deny ourselves in the growth and that big vision that we really, really, truly want. So next time when fear shows up, think about these five different steps or strategies. You might find that what lies on the other side of fear is worth every step through it. So if you're looking for community, we've opened up our Facebook free community because you all wanted to connect with some of my people at Play Bigger, because I think I've got an amazing community of amazing people at Play Bigger. So just go to letsplaybigger.com and see all the things that we have going on. Thank you all for joining me today. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear the message. And until next time, face your fears, embrace change, and keep playing bigger.
Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.